Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in Christ's name. Amen. A special welcome to any new seminarians and deaconesses this day. Our text is the lesson just read, and it was suggestive. It recalled to my mind the mid-20th century when a theologian from the University of Iowa became noted widely. His name was George Farrell, and he went about lecturing, and his rhetoric went this way. He said, "There are many decisions that can be delayed, put off. You know, the visit to the dentist, when to marry, when to seek other employment." But then he went on and he said, "There's one decision that can't be postponed. Everyone must make this decision daily, and that is to enact who they are." Put differently, he would say, everyone has to answer that question, who am I? Farrell's argument was popular because in the mid-20th century, existentialism was a rather popular philosophy among the intellectual and collegiate crowd. And while we might probe it, there is a truth here. And that truth is that every human life embodies a story. That is, every human life will exhibit what is at its center. What are we living for reveals frequently who we think we are. For example, in the Soviet Union, in its heyday, when they reduced human beings to matter, it was very clear that people felt their social, political, and economic entity was all that they were. They had no soul, nothing beyond what would be politically helpful. Well, when we look at Hosea, he lived in a time when one narrative had come to dominate the North. It was the narrative of the Baals. And since archaeological finds at Ugarit and elsewhere, we know a lot about that narrative. It reduced human beings to the moment. Baal required sacrifices, sometimes of the Israelite children. Baal would deliver fertility and blessing. He would grant the spring and the winter rains, only if homage was paid in very severe ways. And tragically, that narrative had come to define the majority of Israel. Indeed, Hosea's prophecy begins with the identity question. He names one of his children Lo-Ami, which is translated not my people, and was an erasure by God. He swept away their status as God's people because he knew they were now defining themselves in Baal. Still another child that Hosea was told to name was entitled Lo Ruchama, that is, no mercy, no grace, because now there was no grace for these people who had entwined themselves and defined themselves by Baal. And that's why this text in chapter 6 comes like a fresh and lovely breeze. It calls the people to return, to shuv, to go back to Yahweh. In Greek, in the Septuagint, it's metanoeo, to repent. Let us return. And what does the text say? The prophet says, he will heal us. He will come like a fresh rain upon the desert land. And Yahweh will redeem us. He will save us. What an exciting and penetrating invitation to a people confined by the Baal epics Now comes an invitation to be identified with the true and living God. Well, you and I have been called to such repentance and renewal. We have been called to daily return because our identity has been bestowed, the beautiful, the truthful identity of being in Christ. The flood of baptismal waters joined us to his death and to his resurrection. And because that's who we are, Ami, the people of God, we can say we come to renew who we are. Those sins that beset us, that come from foreign narratives and foreign deities, cannot define our soul. Christ comes to absolve and to renew. And what a privilege to come to this place of worship and to be renewed and to study our identity in the original languages, to see in all of its wonder the beauty, the glory of God's grace and mercy in Christ. And then to go forth to our culture, because if we scratch below the surface of what surrounds us, you'll see people living out narratives and identities as dark as those distributed by Baal. Look around and see how the image of human beings is portrayed in the media. How reductionistic, how hedonistic, how nihilistic. We live amidst dark voices, and the evidence is all around us in broken homes and broken lives and the ended lives of the unborn. We cannot talk about progress over the Baal epic. All we can do is try to hide and deal with these things on the margins where, in reality, they're at the core. And we are here to go to such a world that is defining itself minimally. They have lost, in some respects, the very image of God. And were it not for God's grace and seeking to reach them, all the world would be lost. They need to hear the story of Jesus, who on the third day restored Israel. Jesus is Israel reduced to one, and in his resurrection we are all restored. And that identity that you enjoy by God's gift is yours to live out so that people can see the light of Christ in word and deed. That's what the seminary is about, is to challenge the dominant narratives at Harvard and Yale and Princeton that say human beings are accidental and incidental. We will have none of that, for it is false. Human beings are the apex of God's creation, and in Christ they are restored to the Father's bosom. So as we worship and study, recall to your mind continually who you are, Christ's child, joined to his death and now living out his resurrection. Because in that narrative, in that story, is life now and life eternally. God grant it to each of us for Jesus' sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.